Welcome to the Heart of Dating podcast. Hey, it's Kate. I'm so glad you could join us this week as we try to untangle the ever so ambiguous world of dating as a Christian. Over here on Heart of Dating, we get real as we answer some tough questions and uncover transformative ways to approach Christian dating. Oh, and you better believe we have some laughs along the way, because last time I checked, the struggle is hashtag real. You know what I'm saying? Now, let's get to the heart of the matter. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to our mini-series, the What If mini-series, where we are confronting the what ifs of your single life. I'm here with my girl, Haley. What's
hey,
up?
Hey, hey.
The Haley Kenyon on Instagram,
on
you
Instagram.
Guys. Come and check her out, but also know that she runs the Heart of Dating Instagram. You're going to see her over there, and we have a fun time. You are the digital marketing coordinator.
Yes.
That's right. She also writes a lot of the emails. We should say that too, because people receive the emails. Yeah.
Hang out in your inbox.
You hang out all the places, visually for them. And so, you guys, we are in the middle of this mini series in this Heart of Dating break. These are shorter episodes. And today we're talking about a very popular topic.
Ooh, what is it?
Yeah, we're talking about height.
Really? So interesting.
Wow, so interesting. Your favorite topic.
It is.
Well, because they can't see you,
yeah,
Haley.
You should tell them why.
Yeah, why is this your favorite topic?
Well, I'm 6 feet and 1 inch tall.
1 inch tall. Yes, you are.
Yes, I don't know what that is in centimeters. I get asked that a lot.
But you're over 6 foot tall.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
That's crazy.
And once my spine gets straight,
wow.
I wonder if I'm going to
grow. Oh my gosh, you're going to grow.
I'm actually a little afraid that
you're going to be 6'2 by the end of this. Oh my gosh. I know, because I feel like my spine, we both have back issues, the irony. But I feel like I am growing with my, straightening.
And you stand up straighter. Yeah. And there is like a bit of a curve they think they're going to be able to correct. So I'm like,
oh gosh, you're like, okay, I'm going to be taller.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, it's amazing. So you guys, we're talking about height today. And the what if is, what if you eliminate people based on height? Mm. If you missed it, you also got to check out the episode I did a year ago, the compatibility series, where we talked all about height. And then we also talked about other things like age gaps. So we talked about politics in dating, ethnicity in dating. We talked about health stuff in dating or chronic illness in dating. And we also did talk about height. So we talked about a lot, and that was a great precursor. You can listen to it after this episode. But we're going to share some of our stories on how height has impacted our dating lives. And then we're going to share some Heart of Dating nuggets at the end. Let's go. So here's where I want to start. The thing for me is that I grew really tall actually at a young age, which we'll talk about that in a later episode, but I grew like a lot. I got my period early. I grew a lot. And I was just always okay with dating guys that were like my height. I think maybe because I grew a lot when I was young. And so for many years, guys were all the same height as me, you know? So I'm like, oh, you know, or even shorter than me growing up. I was like, oh, you know, like I'm just used to being that. Now I'm an average height. I'm just 5'7". I guess I'm above average. Yeah. A little bit, right? Mm-hmm. For a female. But throughout my life, in the span of all the guys I have dated, I have often dated guys that are my height. I've dated guys that are a little bit shorter. I've also dated guys that are just like 1 or 2 inches taller, which for me was interesting because throughout my whole life, I always wore heels. Not as much anymore, but I always used to. I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah. I was like every day I wore heels, no matter where it was.
I mean, that makes sense.
Unless I was working out. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Unless you're working out.
Yeah. That would be, I mean, that'd be really weird. Like, can you imagine and be like, what is going on over there?
Are you okay?
Is this like some special thing for Project Runway? You're like trying to train on a treadmill with heels? Don't know. But so I was always still even like taller than these guys because I was always wearing heels and I just loved heels. And so for me, what happened with height is it really revealed for me that I had a deep insecurity about my looks and how I valued myself because I would date guys that were my height or shorter or a little bit taller, like all in the same like average range as me. I rarely dated guys over like 5'9".
Rarely.
And JJ is like one of the first guys. I mean, I've dated some over 6 feet tall, but JJ is over 6 feet tall, ironically, which I didn't know until I met him in real life.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What were you expecting?
I had no idea. I had literally had no idea how tall he was.
Wow.
No clue. I just was like, let it be a surprise. And then he's like over 6 feet. I was like, wow, I never date the guys this tall. This is nice.
This is nice.
But like the reality is for me, the point of it was that for me, often dating guys that were my height or shorter brought about insecurities in me that I realized were not because these guys are shorter and like I shouldn't date shorter guys. That wasn't the answer to my insecurities. My answer to my insecurity was to address, what do I feel about myself and my own body, and how do I see myself, and what can I do to actually heal these insecurities in myself? Because oftentimes what I see, and I did a poll on Instagram a year ago, and the poll said that over like 70% of people wanted to date a guy over 6 foot tall. Well, the average height of a guy is 5'9". And so if a guy is 5'9" on average in America, and 70% of women want to date a guy over 6 feet tall, then the math is not lining up, right? Because that means on average, that's an average, which means a lot of guys are below 5'9". If in order to make an average, you have to have enough under that number, right? So, but all these women are like, I want to date a guy over 6 foot tall. But that percentage of guys over 6 foot tall that also are strong Christian, that are good and a great match for you, is very, very, very low, to be honest.
Yeah.
And it's not impossible. It's just very low. And so, you know, what we often see and what I often see is so many women, when I dove into this, they were like, well, I don't feel feminine. I don't feel pretty. I feel insecure. I don't feel like a guy short or shorter or 5'9" or whatever can actually protect me. And I think at the root of a lot of that, if we're being really honest, is that we feel insecure about something in ourselves and our looks and our bodies that we're trying to mask by having this other person be taller so that we don't have to look at that insecurity. Exactly. So we don't have to truly heal it or face it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But if you don't think that your body is beautiful, if you don't think you are feminine, having a guy that's taller isn't going to make you fully feel beautiful or fully feel feminine. Like, it's not going to do those things, but we think somehow it will.
Yes. And I just got to ask, like, what do we need to be protected from? Like, I have never been in a situation where I've needed a large man to protect me.
That's actually very super rare. Interesting, right? Well, have you seen Karate Kid? Are you too young for
I haven't. Okay. I know. It's in the add it to the list.
Okay. Well, it's like the Karate Kid wasn't tall, or Mr. Miyagi, which you've never seen the movie, but they weren't tall, but they were like this kung fu, you know, like, okay, it wasn't kung fu. Karate. I'm sorry for all my karate lovers out there. I really don't know anything about karate, but all the moves, he was not tall. Neither was Mr. Miyagi. And they're like fierce. It doesn't, like, height doesn't mean like they're going to protect you better.
Right.
Okay. I actually know some wimpy taller guys.
Right? Like,
sorry. But it's an interesting, and that's been built by Hollywood a lot, Haley, too.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because Hollywood portrays, okay, here's a good fact. Oh my gosh, I had a childhood crush. Wow, I can't believe I'm revealing this. I had a childhood crush on Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No way.
Which is super weird. It's like a really weird fact. This is before Leonardo DiCaprio, and I won't go into the details, but Arnold Schwarzenegger is actually not tall, but in all these movies, they present him to be super huge and tall and muscular and like very, very, very big, right? In the Terminator and all these films. And he's not. I think he's like 5'10 or something.
Oh, wow.
Like, I don't know his exact height, but he is not like what they portray him to be, as like 6'2" or even taller, like really, really tall guy. And he's not. And so, like, even Hollywood portrays all these people to be way taller than they actually are. Until I found out Tom Cruise's height, I didn't really realize.
Isn't it shocking?
Yeah.
And like Zac Efron too.
Yes.
I was like, High School Musical was like such a thing when I was and I was like, I've been taller than Zac Efron since I was in third grade. What?
Oh my gosh. But that is like a thing that Hollywood portrays, like all these tall guys. That's the attractive one. They don't really show you, oh, their real height is like, you know, Mark Wahlberg's also pretty short as well. And also known as being this like really buff guy that's like portrayed as being like tall, but he's not.
Right.
You know?
So
I'm like, hey, there's a plenty of shorter guys that are clearly great protectors. I just named a few that are like major, like, you know, action figure heroes in these movies. Okay. So anyway, that's enough from my end. I want to hear more about your story with height.
Yeah. So I have always been tall. Always. Like, people ask me, like, have you always been tall? And sometimes even sarcastically, I'm like, yeah, I've always been 6'1". But I've always been the tall girl. And so from a very young age, like, I was 5'11 by the time I was in eighth grade. Wow. So, I mean, you relate a lot with, like, growing up so much taller than all the boys in middle school. And everyone's like, well, they'll catch up to you in high school. And for me, I grew even 2 inches after that. Yeah. So I was 6'1 by the time I graduated high school. And I was always told from a very young age, like, oh, you have to find somebody really tall. Like, dating's going to be really hard for you. You're going to have to find it. How are you going to find a guy taller than you? And so it just always kind of set me up poorly for, like, dating expectations. And then once I did get into relationships, like, my two serious relationships have been with guys that were shorter than me or, like, my exact same height. Mm-hmm. And that did bring up a little bit of insecurity for me, just because I was like, is this wrong? Like, is this, because there's such a standard and, like, an expectation of it. And so I remember I would, like, Google pictures it's like alone of, like, guy or, like, couples where the girl is taller.
Yes.
You see, like, even Hollywood couples, like, I think I would look at pictures of, like, Chrissy Teigen and John Legend. They're like the same height. Or, like, Joe Jonas and his wife.
Yes,
and, like,
exactly.
Different things.
I was
like
just
that.
Thinking about
it's just
Joe.
So funny. It was just such a mental hurdle for me that I feel like I had to get over based on, like, what society presented and what I was always told. Like, oh, you're gonna have to go for, like, only the basketball players or something.
Right.
Or, like, only these athletes. And the guys that I have dated in the past, like, weren't those athletes. Mm. They were more like musicians or different things like that. Like, they weren't like these big macho guys that people, like, expected me to be with. So it was really tough. It brought up a lot of insecurities. I've just always been, and we'll talk definitely more about this in an upcoming episode. Yeah. But also I would always have people trying to, like, matchmake me with people just because we were tall.
Wow.
When I was like, that doesn't make any, like, really,
like,
it doesn't
the same
make any
Christian
sense.
Christian thing, but different. Yeah, you know, it's like, you're Christian and they're Christian. You should date.
Exactly.
I'm like, oh,
hold on.
You're a single Christian.
Exactly. You guys are both tall. You'd have really tall kids. Like, date. And I'm like, hold up. I'm like, wait a minute.
Thank you. Cool. Thank you for really thinking of me. Yeah, I appreciate that one.
All right. And I always had this weird, it was so weird. Like, I remember being in high school and when the guys did start growing and there were taller guys, or I'd see them at other schools, like, playing sports and stuff, is I had this weird fear of, like, oh my gosh, if I go up and talk to a tall guy, he's automatically going to think that I'm into him because he's taller than me.
Oh my God.
So I wouldn't even, like, wasn't that so weird? Yeah. I don't even know where I picked that up. And so I was working at a coffee shop, like, a cute tall guy would come in and I wouldn't even ask for his name to write it on the cup because I'd be, like, so nervous and didn't want to give off any vibes that I was, like, going to throw myself at him for his height.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So interesting.
That's so
interesting. Yeah. And so now I've just, like, I had to kind of break out of that and just make a practice of, like, going up to the tallest guy in the room and introducing myself and, like, not making it a weird thing.
You know? Yeah. That makes sense. Oh my gosh. This is just a random question. I'm curious. Has any guy who's, like, significantly shorter than you, like, ever approached you and asked you out?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I've had that happen quite a bit, actually, in person. And so there was also this period of time where I just didn't think that shorter guys would be into me. Mm. So I would never catch on that they were, like, actually interested in me. And I just feel like there's no way that you're attracted to me, which will kind of tie into the other episode. But yeah, I have. And I think it's something pretty common, like, which is also an interesting piece of attraction, because then if the men don't care, then why are we caring so much?
Exactly. Because think about it for the guys, and all the shorter guys listening to this are like, amen, because they're like, we have so much to work through. There's so many stigmas for these shorter guys that they, like, they have to work through so much mentally to be, like, totally fine with their height, and especially guys under the average. Like, there's nothing wrong. Like, they literally cannot control their height, right?
Exactly.
Like, this is a major factor, like the tone of our skin and our eye color and our teeth, and, like, we can't control these things genetically, so, like, we can't control our height. And so, but they have to work really hard to just be totally okay in their skin, because society often portrays, like, they don't portray the shorter guy as, like, the attractive guy, right. which I hate. That's a Hollywood thing, right? Mm-hmm. And so if a shorter guy is confident and he loves God and he's super quality and he's asking you out, like, amen. Like, these shorter guys, mm-hmm. like, go you, okay? Because yeah. that's huge yeah. that they are conquering and working through any what society is saying, and they're busting through that yes. to really maintain their confidence, mm-hmm. which is amazing.
They are. And I don't want to overgeneralize, but they're in my experience, there have been a lot more. The shorter guys are the ones that will be more bold mm. to come up and express their interest in me versus yeah. like taller guys. I'll find out way later. Like, if there's a tall guy that we're in the same circle with.
Wow.
And then I'll find out even years later that they were interested in me. Mm-hmm. And I had no idea. And there was just like this weird almost barrier between us. I don't know what, I don't know if there's anything of any like significance.
You know what? I mean, again, it's just a trend. It's probably like it's not hard and fast, but maybe because some of those guys have to really work through stuff mm-hmm. and really holster their confidence.
Yeah.
And so they really had to work at it in some right. way. So that shows more. They're more willing to put mm-hmm. themselves out there. They're more like, even like there's a book out there called Rejection Proof. The more you like put yourself out there and get rejected, the more you become rejection mm-hmm. proof. Like, you're just, okay, got it. I know who yeah. I am, and I know rejection is a part of the game. And yeah. so versus some taller guys, they may be attractive. They also attractive does not equal tall on the guy side. But anyway, that's like a lot of what we think, whatever. So if this guy who happens to be tall and attractive potentially, like, he may not have had to work through some of those things. Now, that's a general statement, but right. like, he hasn't maybe had to fight as much for like asking a girl out. Mm-hmm. And that's, again, general. But if 70% of girls would yeah. prefer over 6 foot guy, there's a better likelihood potentially that they may say yes, which is sad.
Right.
Yeah. But that's how we're talking about this
exactly.
today.
Exactly. Yeah.
Hey guys, let's have some real talk. Does anybody deal with some stress and anxiety throughout your day? Maybe before bed, you're also always on your phone, which, hello, doesn't help your stress and anxiety because there's so much going on in the world. Well, there is a specific app that has been helping me the last few months, especially during my wedding season and all that wedding planning craziness. There were so many times I would even wake up in the middle of the night and I would need something to actually calm my mind and get me back to sleep. This is where the Abide app comes in. Abide is the number one Christian meditation app. Abide users report less stress, lower levels of anxiety and depression, and better sleep. And guess what, you guys? For a limited time, our listeners will get 25% off a premium subscription when you text HEART to 22433. That's HEART to 22433. I love their meditations. There were so many times I woke up in the middle of the night and I just got out my Abide app and I started putting on a meditation, and it literally was the only thing that would help me get to sleep. So if you are like me and you struggle with anxiety and stress, or you're addicted to your phone, which, hello, that's all of us, then I want to encourage you to check out Abide. You can get started now with 25% off a premium subscription by texting HEART to 22433. You'll get additional stories and meditations, premium music, soothing sounds, and more. And you know what? You'll also be supporting this show. You can get 25% off by texting HEART to 22433. Let's talk about our nuggets of advice. That my nugget is very simple. And you guys, if you've been around, you've heard me say this before. And I really want to get to Haley's nuggets because she has more to say on this. But you can totally have a preference. Please hear me and Haley. Like, you can have a preference. Ladies, if you want to date a guy that's taller, that is fine. But don't treat it as a non-negotiable, okay? Because you often treat your preference as a non-negotiable, even subconsciously, okay? And this means if you are on a dating app, like, don't immediately swipe left just because they are under your height preference. Since doing this series a year ago, I have heard so many people start challenging themselves with who they're swiping on dating apps and mm-hmm. who they're being open to. And so many people have ended up in relationships. I wish I had my testimonials in front of me, but we have people with testimonials of, oh my gosh, after I started doing this, Kate, like I started swiping right on guys I never would have considered before because of height. And that ended up being my guy. And now we're engaged. Wow. Like, and so many people, person after person. So like you can have a preference, but don't treat it as non-negotiable. So like swipe right on some of those guys. If he has a great profile and he seemingly looks like an awesome Christian guy and you find him like attractive in some capacity, like don't just eliminate him because you're like, oh, 5'7", dang it. I wanted it to be 6 foot, you know, swipe right and just see what happens and be open. Because if you're going to treat it as a non-negotiable, that is on you. But I will tell you, it's going to take most likely longer for you to find your person. And you just have to be okay with that. But what I often see is people get bitter. They're not okay with that. They're not okay with it taking longer. They think it should be okay to have to like look for the needle in the haystack, not only with their faith and their character, but also specifically their eye color and their and what they look like and their height. And I'm like, what is this kind of weird waters here?
Yeah.
And so just know it's going to take longer, more than likely. And so just you have to be okay with that. Those are my nuggets.
Yeah, that's so good. And as you were talking, one of mine was that ruling so many people out right off the bat.
Yeah.
Like how many like girls have even made their dating preferences on the apps? Because some of them you can have height preferences. Right. If you just slid that little bar from 6 foot to 5'8", you would open yourself up to the opportunity to meet so many more quality guys.
Yeah.
So I'm going to challenge the short queens here for a little bit. So don't hate me. This is all with love. But I really would challenge you to consider if you are like a shorter average height, why do you need guys who are over 6 feet tall?
Yeah.
Like I'm curious even like, what is the need for that? Is it a need because you don't feel feminine? Or there's usually when we have a preference like that, it really is a reflection of what's going on inside. And I totally get it. Like even in my dating years, like I am 6'1" tall, 6'1". I'm like 6'1" feet tall. I'm 6'1". And so I stand out. Like I am much bigger than the average woman. And so with that, like I've had to work through a lot of insecurities of like my hands are bigger, my feet are bigger, like just different things like that. And so I would just challenge you to like get curious about what it is in your own insecurities that you're looking to meet the need. Looking for those needs to get met through your partner. And I get it. If you want to wear heels, like that's an excuse that I hear a lot. It's like, well, I want to be able to wear heels.
Oh, that's right.
And the thing is, most guys won't mind. I have personally asked so many guys, like, would you mind if your girlfriend wore heels? Or like, would you mind if I was taller than you in heels? And they really don't.
Yeah.
Like it's not as big of a deal to them as we've made it to them in our minds.
Yeah.
You know?
It's not them. It's not really as much their insecurity. It's ours. We're projecting something that we're feeling uncomfortable.
Yeah, and they're like, what?
And they're like, that's fine. Wear your heels. I did that because I always wore heels. But then I'd be like, I would subconsciously like always double question, like, is it okay? Are they feeling insecure? And I'm like, it's because I was insecure.
Exactly. Yeah. And so I'll say this is my final little nugget of advice. And this is how I challenge myself is if I find myself saying, I like everything about him, but I wish he was taller, then I'm like, their little alarm goes off. And I'm like, wee, wee. And I'm like, I need to push past that.
Yeah.
Because if this is if everything lines up, if we're aligned in purpose, if I'm attracted to him, and like, there's a caveat there that there are guys that are 6'5" that I'm not attracted to.
Yes. Yes.
Of course. You know, there are guys that are shorter that I am attracted to. And so if everything lines up, and I just find myself saying, I just wish he was an inch or two taller, I will challenge myself and go on a date with him just to see.
That's good.
To give an opportunity. And I've met so many great guys
by
being able to do that. And it's opened my mind and broken down a lot of the walls of what I believe to be true and those lies I was talking about earlier and those weird mind games of like, if I do this and they do this. And it's just really, really helped me to just be open-minded about dating in general.
Mm-hmm.
Like this has leaked over into personality, into what I believe to be true about attraction. Like I think there's so much breakthrough when we just really get curious about this one specific thing.
Yeah.
Because it's plaguing society.
Yeah.
Not to be dramatic, but like it is.
No, it is. Like we can talk, like it really, really is. I will tell you guys, when you expand your preferences and just challenge yourself in them, whatever it is, it can go so far. I mean, JJ was like over 6 foot. So this specific topic doesn't relate to my situation with him. However, I had a lot of other different preferences that JJ was not meeting. Like his style preference, my style preference, absolutely not, you guys. He had blue hair, an earring, baggy pants, didn't really groom. And that's not to like be mean to him. It's just I came from the fashion world and highly valued grooming and fashion. And he just like, I have a story about on our first date, how in person, how he ate In-N-Out in front of me. And it was like a whole ordeal watching that. But then he went over to the trash can and was dumping his food out. And literally, the trash can was full. He reaches his hand in to stuff the trash back. Okay, you guys? And he didn't wash his hands after touching the trash can. I'm a bit of a germaphobe. Now, this is on our first in-person date. And I'm like, he's wearing camo drop crotch pants. It was blue, but now it's you know, platinum blonde. And he has a black diamond earring. He just touched the trash can without washing his hand. Like, so many opposite preferences of what I would have saw myself with or what I preferred. But at the end of the day, does it matter? Okay, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. And so I'm so glad that I challenged myself to be open, because if you guys know anything about Instagram, JJ still has the weirdness. Wildlife Fridays happen every Friday right now on his Instagram with his amazing wildlife t-shirts. And you know what? I love him for that. And it's okay. If I saw him at the gym in a wildlife shirt, would I be like, oh, that guy's hot? Probably not. But that is my man. You know? So I'm just saying, like, challenge your preference. You never know what God can do if you're just like, you know what? Why not? I'll give it a shot. Like you were just saying, Haley, I'll just go on a date. Like if all these other things are lining up, let me overlook this small preference right now because it's a small preference.
It really is.
At the end of the day.
Yeah.
You never know what's going to happen to your back when you get older and how short you end up being.
You might shrink, you might grow.
Yeah, you never know. So that's what we want to leave you guys with today. I can't wait to hear the testimonials of people challenging themselves. And for the short kings out there listening, you ask that tall girl out, okay?
That's right.
You keep going. We see you. We are thankful for you. We're amazed by you. Keep doing it. Okay, guys, we'll see you next time.
Bye, guys.
Bye. The Heart of Dating podcast is created by Kate Warman. It is a part of the Converge Podcast Network. Our incredible editor is the one and only Scott Caro. Our theme music was developed by the amazing Christian Ledoux. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, or if you've never written us a review or ranked us on iTunes, we'd encourage you to do so because it helps us so much to get this podcast into more people's ears. We launch our podcast each and every week on Wednesdays, so we'll see you next week.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own. Surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.